Joe from Righteous Pups Australia.
G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Very good, thank you.
It's good to have you back in the studio.
I know. I almost forgot where it was.
We've done some redecorating. What do you think?
It's pretty impressive. I like all the new bells and whistles.
I think we've done absolutely nothing since you were last here, but I thought I'd try anyway. This is a problem. I reckon you've heard this a billion times. The email you received was from Charlie in Eagle Hawk. He's got a Bull Arab cross. And he likes taking his dog to the lake, but his dog goes a bit crazy. Is that it in a nutshell?
It is. So Bull Arabs are a very large dog. And Charlie tells me that he feels like he's being dragged around the place. His dog's barking at little dogs and is a little bit more intense at the larger dogs. So this is what I would recommend for Charlie. There's a couple of things to understand about the difference between humans and dogs in this scenario. Firstly, we humans, we like to walk around the lake and we like to walk on a path where other humans are walking in different directions, and we like to smile and move past each other, and that's not threatening to us. But for dogs, coming up to dogs that they don't know and people that they don't know in a small confined little area of a path can be quite confronting for dogs. And often what you'll see is they'll either be hyper excited and want to bounce, bounce, bounce and get to the other dog quickly, or they might be more fearful and are not sure whether this is going to play out positively or negatively. And of course, the main communication for a dog is nonverbal. So whatever their body is saying, we've got to get really good at reading, but we also need to understand that the dog coming around the corner or just down the path is also reading that body language. So with Charlie's dog, there's a couple of things that we need to look at. Firstly, every dog on a lead that is tense, that has tension in that lead, is a problem.
Okay.
And the reason for that is it tends to hyper whatever emotion the dog's feeling. So if the dog's feeling anxious, it seems to create more anxiety. If the dog's feeling, hyper excited and there's tension on the lead, it can flip things very quickly. So what we've got to do is we've got to teach our dogs to walk on loose leads. And that is much easier said than done. But what we also want to do, and what I would recommend with Charlie, take your dog to the lake, and remember, distance between other things is your superpower. So if I'm 30 meters away from another dog, my dog can still smell that dog. My dog can still see that dog. It's plenty for the dog to be able to, but to understand that there's another dog there. But I might get my dog in a down weight, and I might have my dog in a down watching the other dog, and when my dog looks at me, I give my dog a treat so that I'm breaking that intensity of, oh, what's that? Is it a rabbit? Is it another dog? What's going on? And so I'm getting also that eye contact back on me. And a dog being in a down, that's a relaxing position. So that's where I would start. When we come to the lake, the emotion we want to have is relaxing and taking it easy. Not intensity, not overexcitability, not anxiety, but we want to be relaxed. Then when we start walking, we might just walk in a square while other dogs are walking around, because I want that loose lead. I want to be able to walk and move and not have that pulling on the lead and that tension. And then maybe my next step is, as we're walking along, if I see a dog coming on the path and I can see my dog starting to get a little bit hyper, I might just walk off the path, give myself 10 meters, and then treat my dog for being a good dog and letting the other dog pass. And so I'm slowly getting to where I want to be, which is to walk around the lake like everybody else and not have an overexcited dog. So that would be my recommendation.
Is the lake a problem at all, Joe, or not? Is the lake something that the dog's not familiar with, or wants to explore a little bit, do you think?
Yeah, great idea. It could be. And there's also a lot of sensory stuff. There's water, and most dogs love water. There's often ducks or birds on the water, which is very exciting for dogs. People are just walking around. There's lots going on. Mm. It's like when I move from Sydney to Bendigo, you need that city fix every now and again, because you're so used to so much activity. the lake is a city for a dog. So what we want to do is we want to just take our time in getting the dog used to, oh, yeah, that's just another boring duck.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, there's just another boring human.
Yep, good stuff. If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
Thanks, Sean. Have a good day.